I'm Andrea Seabrook.
And I'm Michelle Norris, and this is All Things Considered from NPR News.
In the new book, Plain Secrets, An Outsider Among the Amish, author Joe Mackle takes a ride in a horse-drawn buggy with Samuel, Mackle's Amish neighbor. They clip-clop down the road to Home Depot. Samuel is building a new house for his family, and as Mackle looks on, he imagines whole sections of the hardware store disappearing, off-limits to Samuel and his sect of the most conservative of the Amish, the Schwarzentruber Amish. The whole electrical section, gone. No power tools, no appliances, no fancy front doors. Carpet is out, so are tile and linoleum. And the only paint colors Samuel would ever buy would be white, gray, and dark blue. Joe Mackle joins me now to talk about his book. Hello, Mr. Mackle.
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
Good. You have had unprecedented access to the Schwarzentruber Amish through your neighbor Samuel. Describe to us how your relationship and trust began, the beginning of your book.
Okay, the very first time we met, it was because I saw a toilet sitting out by the street, and Samuel was in the process of de-Englishing his house because he bought a non-Amish house and had to make it an Amish house. And we were just waving and getting to know each other. And then not long after that, Samuel's mother died in Canada, and they were going to have the funeral and burial and everything in the next few days, and Samuel's wife, Mary, was pregnant at the time and due any day. And even the Schwarzentrubers are allowed to take the Greyhound bus for travel, but there was no way he could get up on the Greyhound bus and get back before his wife was due. So I volunteered to drive him to Canada. Samuel got permission from his bishop, and we took off. We had a lot of time to talk on the way up there. That was the beginning of our relationship.
You make the point in your book that mainstream American culture tends to view the Amish in one of two ways, either this romantic notion of a bygone era agrarian culture, or as kind of a backwards bunch of separatists. But instead of debunking both of these, Joe Mackle, it seems that in your book they both exist in you, that you have really conflicting emotions about the Amish.
I am seriously conflicted about the Amish, in particular the Schwarzentruber Amish. I love the fact that the family's together all day. I love the fact that they care for the land, that they kind of eschew so much of what we insist is necessary in contemporary America. I love the way they stick together as a community and will let the community trump an individual. And yet there's also a part of me that doesn't want the individual to be trumped. It bothers me tremendously that they only go to school to the eighth grade. I worry very much about the women, the young girls. I mean, I have two daughters. I would not want that life for them. The man is clearly the authority, the supreme authority in that house. And if the man is a kind, generous, sweet, loving man, then he's all of those things with absolute authority. And if he's the opposite of all those things, if he's a thug or a mean or a disturbed person, he's all those things with absolute authority. However, I have to say that this was late winter, and it was about 2 below 0. And somebody said to me, "Did you hear that someone's house burned down?" And I said, "Was it an English person or an Amish person?" They said, "It was an Amish house." And I said, "Thank God he was Amish." Because a week later, the house was back up. And it was back up because all the Amish, again, descended on it, brought the wood, gave up their days, built the guy's house back up again in no time at all and without giving it a second thought.
Joe Mackle, describe, if you can, how the Schwarzentruber Amish are different from other Amish that people listening may have seen.
There are so many different orders and sects of Amish that you have to be careful not to generalize. They're certainly not a monolithic people, but some of the more liberal orders will allow, for instance, battery-powered lights on the back of their buggies. The new order are allowed to drive tractors down the road. The Schwarzentrubers cannot even have stuffed furniture in their homes. They're the only Amish who still milk by hand. The Schwarzentrubers bathe only once a week on Saturday night, And even the other Amish make fun of them for this.
You also describe how this community can be stifling. For instance, you describe Jonas, a young man who leaves the Schwartz and Truber Amish.
Yes, Jonas is Samuel's nephew and the first in Samuel's family to leave. And I should say that it's much tougher to leave as a Schwartz and Truber than it is, for instance, as a New Order Amish, because the social chasm between a Schwartz and Truber and our English modern world is gigantic. And so they retain about 90% of their kids, whereas the New Order, where the chasm was much narrower, they only retain about 45% of their kids.
So you're saying the kids, it's harder for, it's sort of logistically almost and emotionally harder to leave when the modern world is so much different than what they've been used to?
That's right. And remember, too, that they're leaving with an eighth grade education. And, yeah, you know, 21st century America is not the ideal place to have an eighth grade education. And that is with all orders of Amish. You know, and a lot of these kids leave and then come right back because they have no idea what to do.
What are the long-term prospects for the Schwartz and Truber Amish?
The Amish population has doubled in the United States and Canada in the last quarter century. And the Schwartz and Trubers are, they're only 5% of the Amish right now, but they have by far the most children. And because they retain 90% of them, they're growing. They're about the only Amish who still spend most of their time farming. A lot of the more liberal Amish have had to find, you know, open stores and kind of play to the tourists. But I think things are pretty bright for the future's pretty bright for the Schwartz and Trubers.
Joe Mackel, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Andrea.
Joe Mackel is the author of Plain Secrets, An Outsider Among the Amish. He's also a professor at Ashland University in Ohio.
Mackel writes that across the country, people who live around Amish communities tend to either love or loathe them. You can read an excerpt of his book at our website, npr.org.
Our program is directed by Melissa Gray, edited by Susan Feeney, and produced by Graham Smith. The technical director is Marty Curcius, and our engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson.
The staff includes Franklin Cater, Jesse Baker, Art Silverman, Andrea Hsu, Jill Morrison, Allison McAdam, Ilya Meritz, Raul Moreno, Carol Klinger, Rhonda Ray, and George Lyle.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. The managing editors for NPR News are Barbara Rehm and Richard Harris. I'm Andrea Seabrook.
And I'm Michelle Norris. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.